Hi guys, and how are you? Again, teacher is here to talk more about this topic and to talk more about the another discussion that challenges that create by a passionate guy, Mr. Combees. I really appreciated you first, but in this time, I couldn't record my voice last night because I was so tired and actually, I recorded my voice at 6 o'clock a.m. at next morning in this time. Because in the mornings, I have a lot of energy. By the way, this case of discussion challenges, it's so different. It has a lot of messages. It has a lot of important points. First, you see the picture. First, I saw pictures last night. I saw this message last night. I think these are just art pictures, or maybe Mr. Combees wanted to talk more about the art, or maybe something else. But when I went deeper and deeper and deeper, I got a lot of important messages, a lot of important points, a lot of important, actually, maybe distinctions that I got from the pictures. Each of them, we have a lot of pictures same as these are. You can find them. These pictures have a lot of important point that I said. But when I went deeper, I saw a different word. First of all, I was in my world, and when I went deeper, I went to another world, art picture that connected with our life, art picture, art images. You know, maybe I was wrong, because first I judged, oh, come on. I don't like pictures or art. I don't know why, but I don't like them. But when I saw this, I told myself, you're wrong, man, you're wrong. This is not the picture. This is not only the picture or image, it's just a drawing that draw by the person. These have a lot of messages. By the way, in this time, I'm going to talk more about my pick one. My favorite one is the picture number 3. Because, you know, guys, I'm a teacher in primary school, and this picture number 3 has a lot of messages, same as others. I don't want to say I'm the fan of picture number 3, but this picture, all of you, I know, and I'm sure all of the children in Iran, 99.99% of children in Iran had this experience, because this is a terrible and horrible experience that every child in Iran had it. First, I'm gonna say you, just look at the picture step by step. I tell you, step number 1, look at it. You see a parent, father and mother, and a son. Second, you see a parent, a father, that you see two circle, you see two actually yellow circles that are different from each other. The parents, the father's picture are just like a straight black line, And the son's picture is different, and it's so creative. But third step, look at the picture deeper. You see a finger. And what is that? You see a finger. What is that? This finger has a lot of meanings. Because this finger is actually talk more and more and more and more. And you saw this finger a lot of times. You saw this finger from your parents, from your maybe from your friends. And a lot of times you see this finger from your teachers, actually. And these fingers, it's a horrible weapon, actually. It's a horrible weapon that adults wanted to prove themselves. Just this. I feel this has happened by adults because of this reason. They wanted to prove themselves to children. They wanted to prove themselves to others. I want to be that. I want you, these fingers, said to that son in this picture. Do not be, for example, something different. Don't think something different. Be like me. Be in a realistic world. Be in a real world. Don't be creative. Just be like me. Think like me. Follow my approach. Follow my method. These are so terrible because these are prevent children to be more creative and to realize their word, not the parents' word. This is different. This is different, guys. And I'm sorry. I got a lot of points from this, but I cannot say it in English because I cannot manage them. Just in the morning, I woke up in 5:15, and I just wrote some important points, and just 3 or 4 important points from that picture. And I'm gonna talk about them, and you heard my voice that I talk about this picture. By the way, after these three steps, three looking at the picture, just as Mr. Combi said, this is a creativity. Yeah, this is actually 100% from creativity. But beside of creativity, you see that finger. Beside of creativity, you see the opposite of that. Obey, order, do not be creative. And this is something terrible. This is something so, so bad for children. And in a lot of teachers, not parents, a lot of teachers use this finger, use this approach because I told you, because they wanted to prove themselves, I am the number one. I am the God, actually. I am the God in here. You must obey me. You must follow my order. You must do that. And these are terrible. Sometimes I use that finger. Be honest. Sometimes I use that finger for my student. But after that, after I used that finger, I thought with myself, that was so bad. That's so bad, man. You were wrong. You were 100% wrong, man. After all of these, I'm gonna talk just a little more about an important point that I want to say you parents, that I want to say parents or teachers or adults who want to grow up a children or mentors or coaches or a children coach, I don't know. Just these are important point that I got them, and I just wrote them down. And in this time, I talked more about 10 minutes. I don't want to let this time to be more longer. So let's jump to the important points that I got from this very interested. This picture impressed me because I told you it's a lot of messages. So here you are. Point number one, I'm sorry. Read together. What does it mean? Read books, read novels, read storybooks, read everything with your children. That is so helpful for you. Second, have a great time with your children. Just don't say them go study, go to your room, come for dinner or maybe can just come for a lunch. Have more times with your children. And third, it's be a good role model. Actually, maybe you listen or you have a lot of point about role model, the role model, because I know you listen to the AJ's podcast about role model. And in this time, I tell you to be a good role model, because if you be a good role model, actually your children follow your approach, your children follow your system, your children follow your way. So be great. Number four, let your children experience everything in their life. Everything. This is something helpful for creativity. Let's do it. Just maybe you actually your you say your children sit there, don't come in, for example, in the kitchen, don't touch that, or maybe just go to the yard and maybe go to your room, and a lot of these like this. So let your children do something else, do something different. By doing something different, they will be more creative. And final, it's a very, very, very important point. This is so important. Don't let your children to become more lazy, to become actually lazy. Make sure, be sure about this. At the beginning of the childhood, teach your children responsibility. Teach your children they should do something. They should do their responsibility. They should do their duty, and raise them to become more responsibility about themselves or about the parents and about the family, because they are live in this world, this real world, And sometimes we should say our children, we should say two children in the in, for example, in the childhood age, in childhood, do not be lazy, do something, or go for maybe just don't look at your just phone, and don't give a lot of parents in this time, in this duration of development technology, in this duration of exploding of technology, actually, give their phone, give their laptops, or give their technology to the children. Just they wanted to, or maybe they wanted to just to quiet them. I don't know. They wanted to just to tell them, do not something else. Please have a good time with that phone, with that laptop, with all of this shit, because these are so bad. These are so terrible for children and for childhood. Because in the childhood, I told you, we should have a lot of experience, a lot of different experience, and these are. These are sometimes, and not sometimes, most of the times, these are preventing us, these are preventing our children to be more creative. Thank you so much, guys. And I recorded a thing, I think recorded more than, oh my God. I think I recorded about 70 minutes. I hope you listen to it. Maybe you don't want to listen to it because it's so much, but I hope you pick up your favorite one and talk more about it. Just maybe you want to talk more about it with yourself. You record it. You want to record it for yourself. You don't want to share it. But please participate in this Let's Talk challenges. Or I'm sorry, this discussion challenge. I have to hurry up because I want to. I have to go my school. And have a great day, buddy. Have a great life with your children's body. I'm teacher here, Iran. Goodbye.